The flood advisory for the Mendenhall Lake and Mendenhall River has been canceled. Water levels are now receding. Brian Besnick is with the National Weather Service office here in Juneau.
Mendenhall Lake and River crested shortly after midnight last night, or this morning. Lake crested at 8.36 feet, a little short of bankful level for that, and the river crested just under 10 feet. Both of them have begun to fall this morning, and the lake more rapidly than the river at the moment.
If I remember right, you folks had actually forecasted peak levels much higher than that for both the lake and the river, right?
Yes, based on what we were expecting that there might be water up there, there was a little less than what we were anticipating. Basically, is when it started going down this morning, we realized that majority of the water had come through into the lake, and it wasn't going to continue rising.
Any potential damage or reports of any damage or injuries from what?
We haven't heard of any damages or anything that would have resulted from this. Based on historical levels, there should not have been any based on this.
And this kind of compares not quite as extensive as last year's event then, right?
No, this one is much less than what last year's was by about a couple feet.
A glacial dam burst, also called a yokolup, is the same phenomenon that caused flooding along the river and lake last year. Essentially, in Suicide Basin, a couple miles up Mendenhall Glacier, begins to drain water into the lake and ultimately the river. University of Alaska Southeast hydrologist Aaron Hood had expected that this year's flood would not be as extreme as last year's.
At the start of the flood this year, the river was lower, which is a good thing. So we had a lower starting point. And then the rate of increase, in other words, the rate at which the floodwaters are coming up, is slower than it was last year.
Hood says it's still unclear how much water is in Suicide Basin because it's still largely covered by ice. The Forest Service closed the West Glacier and Nugget Falls trails. Mendenhall Lake Campground and the road into the recreation area remained open yesterday, but some campsites near the lake were closed. Forest Service officials are asking people to stay away from the banks of the Mendenhall River because they could still give way. People also should not stop or stand on bridges to take photographs. Boaters should stay off of Mendenhall River until further notice. Boaters on Mendenhall Lake should stay away from the face of the glacier. Hikers along the lake should watch for waves from glacial calving. Bartlett Regional Hospital's infection prevention coordinator says Juneau residents have no reason to be concerned about a case of necrotizing fasciitis, the so-called flesh-eating bacteria discovered in a patient recently. Kim Vermidal says the deadly condition results when one of several different types of bacteria gets into the body and produces toxins and enzymes that destroy skin tissue. And she says one type of bacteria associated with the infection is the same kind that causes strep throat.
What can happen is you can get a wound, like a cut, and the bacteria then can enter our bodies, and that sets up a whole process where you get the necrotizing fasciitis.
Fortunately, Vermidal says a full-blown infection is extremely rare. Not only do you need to have an open sore for the bacteria to get inside your body, but people with healthy immune systems are usually able to fight off the disease. In most cases, she says simple hand washing can all but eliminate the risk of developing necrotizing fasciitis.
The most important thing that people can do to prevent any kind of infections is wash your hands often and always keep cuts and scrapes and burns and bug bites clean. Sometimes people get a cut and it's, you know, the next day they think about cleaning it. So that's something you don't want to let go. You want to clean that right away.
Vermidal says Bartlett has other precautions in place to prevent the spread of infections. That includes isolating patients with certain symptoms like diarrhea or flu-like conditions. She says all hospital employees are required to get regular training on infection control, including proper hand washing techniques.
During new employee orientation, they're given information about how we handle our infection prevention here in the hospital, and we have ongoing education that's required.
Vermidal says privacy laws prevent her from discussing the specific case of Juneau resident Ruben Pereira, who was medevaced from Bartlett 2 weeks ago with symptoms of necrotizing fasciitis, but she says she's unaware of any other cases of the infection in Juneau. A spokesperson for Seattle's Harborview Medical Center would only say that Pereira remains in satisfactory condition. A Wasilla shooting involving a state trooper is at least the seventh shooting involving authorities around the state this year. Troopers say Albert Samoa Mafias sustained non-life-threatening injuries in the shooting Wednesday night after the 35-year-old Anchorage man ran a red light and sped on the park's highway, driving toward oncoming traffic while passing vehicles. Troopers say the officer shot Mafia after the driver stopped and tried to run away, brandishing a gun. No charges have been filed against him yet. The trooper's name will be released 3 days after the shooting, according to department policy. Troopers have been involved in at least three officer-related shootings this year. Anchorage police have been involved in two fatal shootings and one injury shooting. Organizers of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race say a musher has been disqualified from this year's race after testing positive for THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. Iditarod officials say musher Matt Giblin tested positive in April but chose to appeal the findings and proposed sanctions. The Juneau musher finished the March race in 38th place. An appeals board upheld sanctions, including his finish this year being forfeited. Officials say Giblin has also been disqualified from the 2012 race and is required to return the $1,049 awarded to official finishers. There's no listing for Giblin and Juneau, and he could not be immediately reached yesterday. Marine mammal specialists from around the country are at the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward to help care for a baby beluga whale that became separated from its mother shortly after its birth. The male calf is under 24-hour care, being fed by a stomach tube while learning how to suckle from a bottle. Staff members say the calf is currently doing well, but the big worry is its underdeveloped immune system since it never had any of its mother's milk. Personnel from aquariums in Atlanta, Chicago, and San Diego are helping to care for the whale. The whale was estimated to be 2 days old when it was found in Bristol Bay June 18th. Federal officials will eventually decide where the animal is placed. Few sounds symbolize American patriotism like the piercing shrill of a bald eagle, but just like George Washington and his cherry tree, that majestic call is a big myth. As Northwest News Network correspondent Jessica Robinson found, the screech associated with the bald eagle, in fact, belongs to a different bird.
Bird expert Connie Stanger blames Hollywood. You know the scene.
You've got John Wayne riding through the sunset, and you'd hear the jingle of spurs and often that piercing, loud cry.
A cry that's synonymous with America's national bird. But there's a problem, says Stanger, who works at the World Center for Birds of Prey in Boise. If you were to look up at the bird making that sound in real life, you wouldn't see a bald eagle.
They dub over it with a red-tailed hawk's cry.
And the reason? Well, take a listen to what the bald eagle actually sounds like.
Unfortunately for the bald eagle, it has like a little cackling type of a laugh. That's not really very impressive for the bird.
Stanger says one other thing you might not know about the bird that symbolizes American strength, most of the images you see are of the female of the species, which are bigger than the males. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.